Now, Parliament today resumed sitting in their newly refurbished chamber after 3 months of recess to commence the third meeting of the second session of the Sixth Parliament of the Fourth Republic. Key on the agenda before the House breaks for the Christmas holidays will be the presentation of the 2015 budget statement by the Finance Minister. The MPs will be considering some bills, agreements, questions, statements and legislative instruments. Welcoming the lawmakers, the Speaker Edward Duru-Atahu urged ministers and government officials to ensure that business for the meeting is not delayed. We have on the line our parliamentary correspondent Dominic Nnoji to tell us more. Good afternoon, Dominic.
Hello, Doreen.
Now, how was the mood in the chamber as the MPs took their new seats today?
Well, the MPs are happy. They were happy that they can now feel a lot more comfortable in their seats as the 20-year-old tables and other facilities have been changed with new ones. I was saying that the MPs I interacted with said that the expansion of the sitting capacity has addressed the discomfort they experienced as a result of crowding 275 members in a space designed for 230 members. So, on the whole, the MPs are glad that something has been done to ensure their comfort.
Now, what message did the Speaker have for the MPs?
The Speaker, Edward Duru-Atahu, expressed appreciation to institutions and individuals who contributed to the reconfiguration of the chamber. Let's take a listen to Mr. Atahu as he explained exactly what and what has been done in the chamber.
All members, in fulfillment of the pledge made by the Parliamentary Service Board, this High Chair, and the leadership of the House to deliver a completely reconfigured chamber by 31st of October 2014, so as to enable the House to resume its sitting the first week of November 2014, it is my pleasure to welcome you to the reconfigured and refurbished chamber. As you might have observed, virtually all the old facilities we use in the chamber since the first Parliament of the Fourth Republic have been replaced with new ones. Indeed, reconfiguring the chamber involves the replacement of the old, larger size wooden tables and chairs with new smaller size electronic workstations, microphones and chairs. This enabled the expansion of the sitting capacity and eliminated the earlier discomfort experienced by members resulting from crowding 275 members in sitting space designed for 230 members. We now have new robotic digital cameras for televising parliament, new extra light television and voting screen displays, new carpets, new ceiling, new chandelier and more.
Yeah, on Job 600, Speaker Atahu said efforts are being made to ensure that the office building for the MPs is finished on time for the MPs to move in. This is what he said.
Honourable members, God willing, this House will soon realize the fulfillment of its long-cherished dream of having different office accommodation for the leadership members and some staff of the Parliamentary Service. The consultants informed us that the civil works have been virtually completed and we are currently going through the process for the procurement of furniture and furnishing. I may also mention in this regard that some other members of the leadership and as well as members of the technical team travel to outside the country and confirm the various facilities and units of furniture prior to being shipped to Ghana.
So, what, Dominic, can you tell us more apart from what the Speaker said?
The cost of the reconfiguration of the chamber was missing in the Speaker's address to the House. However, we were initially informed of a figure of 16 million cedis. This we later heard went up to a figure we are still trying to find out. So that is the story about the amount spent in refurbishing the chamber. But as of the time of coming on air, we had information from the Public Affairs Directorate telling us that the Speaker would like to meet the press corps tomorrow, among other things, tell us about exactly the cost of the reconfiguration of the chamber.
Now,
and then,
go on.
The speaker also announced to the House about a communication from the presidency that President Mahama will be out of the country on Wednesday, that's tomorrow. He will be traveling to Burkina Faso as the chair of ECOWAS with some heads of state to mediate on the political impasse in that country. Mr. Ajaho told the House that in the absence of the president, the speaker, he will automatically become the acting president because the vice president is also out of the country.
Now, we also understand members raised concern about how MPs were sent abroad with regard to furniture and equipment for the project. What exactly were the issues raised?
Yes, some MPs were of the view that furniture for the chamber should have been bought here. And some, even the people who worked in the chamber, they should have engaged Ghanaians to do the work. And that's going out there to purchase furniture and other gadgets without using Ghanaians means that they are taking jobs out of the hands of Ghanaians. They should have done that for Ghanaians to also get the job to do, because these days we are all talking about local content and giving Ghanaian people the chance to prove their worth. Those are the things the MPs were raising in the chamber.